Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
And Jesus went with his disciples, we're told in verse 27 of Mark 8, to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi, if you ever do a tour of Israel, is one of the striking memories of a tour of Israel. And I say that because a lot of pictures, if you even look back at a trip, and I had a chance to go just a few years ago, first and only time I've had a chance to go. A lot of the pictures are just rocks, and you say, oh, this looks like the last place and the last place. But Caesarea Philippi is striking. It was a place where people came to worship Baal, and it had these caves and these rock faces. And it says, and on the way, he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And they said, well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and some say one of the prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered him, you are the Christ. And he said, oh, don't tell anyone about that right now. Here, Peter makes a confession, Caesarea Philippi, in the face of all the other gods, and saying, you are the true God. Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days to rise again. And he said this plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your minds on the things of God, but on the things of man. I love this. You hear Peter says, you're the Christ. And Jesus starts to say, yeah, okay, I am. And I'm going to be killed. I'm going to be crucified. And Peter says, no. And he rebukes him. And the answer that Jesus gives is also priceless here. He says, get behind me, Satan. So he says, Peter, you're acting more like Satan here. He says, you're not setting your minds on the things of God, but on the things of man. What you're doing is you are thinking about things not from a spiritual standpoint, but from a physical human standpoint. And those two things are different. And Jesus here is clearly pointing to his death and saying, it is through my death that redemption comes. It is through my apparent loss that victory comes. It is through being bound at the hands of basic kind of soldiers that I free all of humanity. And Peter is seeing the Christ but not seeing this. And Jesus' rebuke in a way is to say, I must suffer. And he's saying that this is something that he has to do legally to take the penalty of sin. It's something he's going to do cosmically because as human beings suffer injustice, it's his way of saying, this is my way of showing that injustice, that suffering is not your great enemy. And then personally, he does this to express love. And he does this in the face of all the other gods and this center of Baal worship, as if to say, worshiping me, trusting Jesus is your way forward. And Peter kind of gets it and kind of doesn't. And it's kind of like me, kind of like you. Sometimes it's clear and we say, you are the Christ. And then the next moment we're saying, but if you were the Christ, you would do things this way. You would do things the way I think you should do them. And Jesus just reminds Peter and us for all time that we need to see things as God sees them, not the way that our world and we are tempted to see things. So today, how are you seeing the challenges in front of you? Are you able to see them through the lens of Jesus' death and resurrection? Because that lets you see reality.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.